good.
Ambiance.
Yes.
Ambiance.
There's going to be lots of background noise and cooking noise and people arguing about Pokemon noise. Oh, they stopped. I was just kidding. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
This may or may not be a full-length episode, depending on how quickly we try to burn through it, because there's wrestling coming up, and I got a shit ton of people in my house.
And that means, like, four. There's four.
There's people more people there. Coming. Ben's coming.
Is he?
Paris is coming. Andy's coming. I thought you were going to bring your brother.
No, I fucking space it, honestly.
Fuck him, I guess. Why do you hate your brother, Colin?
I don't hate him.
Why don't you lay it out for the whole world on the podcast, Colin, why you hate your brother?
I don't. I forgot to ask him earlier this week.
This is
week,
the honesty zone. The truth zone.
I forgot to ask him earlier
no
this week.
The
no-spin
zone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're doing it live.
You're not Bill O'Reilly.
I could be.
Please don't be.
Fuck it! This piece of shit!
Wow.
There's no words there!
Anyway, so what'd you do?
Since the last time we record, I've done one thing, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Gotham.
Yeah.
What's up? If you need anything,
she's observing.
That's okay too. Yeah. I've watched all of like season 1, 2, 3, and I'm halfway through season 4 of Gotham.
Yeah.
There's 21 episodes per season. It's been like 2 weeks.
Like, I burned through all of Malcolm in the Middle in less than 3 weeks,
yeah.
So there's 7 seasons of that.
There's 5 seasons total. I'll be done by the next time we record.
Also, Malcolm in the Middle, good show.
I enjoyed it
all the way through.
You see, you told me to watch that.
And then you started watching Gotham.
But instead, I decided to watch a show I hated at first.
Oh my God, this chair is going to fucking
I told you
me.
That chair is breaking.
Well,
throw that one somewhere else and use it. Oh, Colin, you broke it. Colin, you broke it.
It's dead.
I'm not the chair bane today. No, you don't get. You did it. It was fine until Colin showed up.
It's not fine.
It's okay. Just
Colin is the new chair bane. Colin is the new curse. I've passed my curse on to you, like in the movies when you have a curse.
It doesn't count if the chair was already falling apart.
That's how you pass the curse on.
It's not how that works.
I gave you the curse.
I also don't plop. I was just sitting in it. And it started going.
Welcome to my world.
No, because you plop. I've seen you sit down every time. You're just like,
I just watched you do it. You must have just plopped.
Put my arms out in the air and drop as hard as I can onto the surface.
I just watched you plop, you piece of shit. You broke my chair. That's $100. You know how much kitchen chairs are to replace?
These fucking chairs are not $100 chairs.
Well, it's cost. That's what it cost to replace it.
It doesn't.
It's like,
because you got it for free, so it's free.
Yeah, but how much to replace it? That's
free. You just have to find more free chairs.
Oh, well, you better have a handful
also,
of free chairs.
Also, I've already given you chairs. Those really comfortable bar stools.
Did you give me the? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think I threw those away.
Because they're fucking, like, not straight.
Those were garbage.
They were terrible.
Those were the worst fucking sitting devices I've ever seen in my life.
Turns out, if you don't spend a lot of money on chairs, they're garbage.
Yeah. You know what? I took notes this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I had to go get my notes.
Oh, God damn it.
It does, because I don't remember any of the words that were going to come out of my face without my notes. Say something while I'm going to find notes.
I am Trevor's replacement.
I like this
Welcome
setup
the
better.
Podcast.
You got something to say?
No, I don't.
Tell the world what you think of politics. They love it.
That was our DM.
Yeah. Whenever we talk about
GM?
Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah.
Is it GM or DM?
Either.
Okay.
I usually say DM just because it's better. I don't know.
Fair.
All right, Colin. I watched Gotham.
Good.
Here's my review
I'm
of Gotham.
Glad.
Here's
what?
My. I reviewed the 3 seasons. I'm going to write up official reviews. Oh, wait, we're allowed to talk to that thing that Kavarius is doing yet. Everybody go follow DoubleViking.com on Facebook.
It's weird. If you know it's Kavarius posting these
things. It's weird seeing him pretend to enjoy garbage that I know he hates. It's funny as fuck. Like,
it is.
We're all super excited. Like, no, you're not. I've talked to you. He does a, what do they call it? Like a fucking entertainment, pop culture news site he's taking over.
He's the editor in chief.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Hopefully good.
Hopefully good.
I mean, it seems up his alley.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So my review of Gotham season 1.
Did you write this?
No, this part I didn't write. I wrote it on Facebook, though.
Maybe we could become their official podcast.
Yeah, that was kind of my goal.
Yeah. We don't have to write shit. We just do a podcast every week like we've been doing for 3 years anyway. Mm-hmm.
DoubleViking.com presents the Loud Neighbors Podcast.
Yeah, we just have to, you know.
Spend a long con.
Yeah.
Change things up.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith's acting
makes
Halle Berry's acting look like she deserved an Oscar. Wow. Like she deserved the Oscar that she won.
Wow.
For Catwoman?
For anything.
Oh.
Jada Smith is the worst actor.
Yeah, she's not good.
She's bad.
She's bad.
So
she's, yeah.
When I originally started watching that show Gotham, like she was so much a part of the first, like half of the first season that I just stopped watching it because she's unbearable in it. And she's a main character.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then at some point, also the show tried to take itself kind of seriously, but it was poorly written and even worsely acted. And then somewhere around the middle of season six, she got less and less important until they killed her.
Oh, good.
And also the show got more and more ridiculous and just leaned into the fact that it was bad to the point where it became ironically bad.
So it was like Heroes?
I never made it past season one of Heroes.
Yeah, don't, because after that, it does that thing.
But it does it in a good way, like kind of like a Batman 66-ish way, where like, fuck it, we're a comic book show. Let's just lean into being a comic book show. Everybody's hair is like 10 feet tall and fucking spikes. And like even the people who just have like a pompadour haircut is like so fucking tall. It's ridiculous. It's like a bunch of Conan O'Briens. And it's great. Like the whole show has a brilliant aesthetic. Like, it doesn't exist in any time. Like all the cars are from either the 40s or the 80s.
Hmm.
All the TVs are like pre-remote set top boxes with like the side panel with the one speaker and the cranky dials on them. Every TV in it is one of those,
weird.
But they all have flip phone cell phones.
Huh?
It's just, and the computer, like, they're either like Apple IIe giant monitor computers or like the computer in what becomes the Batcave is like just a stack of fucking like an old timey 80s server rack.
Hmm.
It's awesome. It's one thing. It's like a thing I really liked about Batman, the animated series, where it was like a cross between modern technology and 40s aesthetics.
Yeah.
And it nails that in a way that I really like.
I mean, kind of like, the Fallout games.
Yeah.
Sort of in that.
It's like realm. 1950s, but also way in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. My review of season two is BD Wong plays Hugo Strange, and that's inspired.
I don't know who that is.
BD Wong?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Do you want to?
He played, I know from Mulan because he played Shang. He's also in Law and Order.
Jurassic World is what you would know him from. He's the villain in Jurassic World. The Asian guy from Jurassic Park and Jurassic.
The Asian guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Colin, something he'd seen. Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yes.
He's the Asian guy who's like.
He's also not the Asian guy from 13 Reasons Why. That's just a weird joke.
Oh, okay.
Every Asian guy is the Asian guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I know his face.
Anyway, so they shave his head bald and put him in little circle glasses so he looks exactly like Hugo Strange, and he's fucking great. He's great throughout the whole thing. Love him. Also putting this is how the show won me over. Like, I'm never going to see a live action Hugo Strange in a movie. They're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they're definitely not going to do Hugo Strange in the Monster Men storyline, which is like the first major supervillain from a Batman comic from like 1939, like Detective 28 or 29. It was like the second or third Batman story was called The Monster Men, and Hugo Strange was making Monster Men.
Oh, okay.
And that was the entire season two of Gotham. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is a cool fucking thing to do that I can't believe somebody actually bothered to do. They put the Mad Hatter in the show.
So it's probably something that's more of a fan service than actually a good show.
I don't know, because lots of people who love it don't know shit about Batman.
Really?
And I think it's just a good, like, the reason I hated it originally is because I'm very much a Batman fan, and I'm like, but all these people didn't exist until after Batman. They can't exist before Batman. That's the whole point of it. So it angered me conceptually that all this shit happened when Batman was like 14 years old.
Gotcha.
Which means all the villains are going to be in their 40s and 50s by the time Batman shows up.
Yeah.
But once you just like let go of that and just accept it for what it is, it's great to see a bunch of these villains show up. My review for season 3 of Gotham.
Yeah.
They pronounced Ra's al Ghul right.
It's not Ra's al Ghul?
No, it's not. It's not Ra's al Ghul. It's Ra's. It's Ra's al Ghul.
He's my favorite, Ra's al Ghul.
Well, I always knew there was a zh, like a.
It's Ra's. R-A.
That's Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul.
No, it's not Ra's. It's not Ra's. It's not Ra's.
Whatever.
It's not. It's not all the ways they pronounce it wrong in both Arrow and the movies.
It's not ravioli.
It's not ravioli.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formula.
Here's something that you'll like. The actor who plays Ra's al Ghul is Dr. Julian Bashir.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Looking all old and fucking awesome, and he's going to murder the shit. He shows up in the very last episode of season 3, and he's like, I'm Ra's al Ghul. And I was like, thank you. Thank
Were you.
You
like,
thank you so much for doing 5 minutes of research into how to pronounce his fucking name. Thank you.
Now, were you hoping O'Brien's going to show up in the next season?
Oh, that'd be great. I don't even care what he plays.
Right.
The other thing,
they have Bantz back and forth.
It was nice. It was nice to hear them pronounce his name
good.
Right.
Good.
And there was even a Lazarus Pit. It was good. So that's my opinions of Gotham. That's my big reviews of the 3 seasons.
Fancy.
The first half of season 1 sucks. It's bad. There's some good stuff in it, but it pivots too much on fucking Fish Mooney.
I mean, I feel terrible. Like there's a lot of shows that are like that anyway.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's trying to find their fucking
their
momentum,
right.
I guess.
It's very not Star Trek-ish in that way where it wasn't quite sure what it wanted to be in season right. 1. But once it gets rolling, I think it's really fun. And, like, once everybody starts overacting and the dude who plays Jim Gordon stops being low-key at all and he's just, like, always talking through gritted teeth, it's fucking good.
Nice.
I played Final Fantasy VII since the last time we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Nice.
Game's pretty good.
It is a good game.
Played it on the Nintendo Switch.
How many hours did you put into it?
You know, I didn't check, but a lot.
Yeah. Did you get a gold chocobo?
I didn't do any side shit.
Okay.
Also, I rode one chocobo the entire time.
So you never got Knights of the Round? Okay. Because, just using Knights of the Round adds probably 25 minutes overall.
At least.
Cumulatively.
Every time you use it.
Yes.
Every time you use it, it adds 25 minutes.
Yes.
The only chocobo I rode you have to ride a chocobo at the beginning to get across that little swamp or the snake kills you.
Yeah.
After that, I didn't touch a single chocobo, which means I was fighting a lot.
Right.
Which means I over-leveled the game to the point where the only magic I ever used was haste and regen, and I won every battle just melee attacking.
Nice.
Like, the only time I didn't get away with that was when you first get into the final boss battle, and he's like, I think it's Genova, but it's like fucking 6 parts, and you're fighting with the two different
parties. Yep.
I had to use all my, and I didn't have any magic equipped because the whole game I'm like, I don't need magic. So the only magic I had equipped was Ultima, Comet, and a few summons. And the only reason I beat it was because of the summons, because like you have to kill all the parts of it at the same time, so you can't melee attack it.
Gotcha.
But then Sephiroth himself, I was just like haste regen and fucking hammered him down, and it was.
What level were you at?
70 probably by the time I got to Sephiroth.
The thing with that game, apparently if you get to level 99, which is max level, he doubles in HP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he increases his difficulty.
Well,
now, I never tried that.
Yeah.
But it was always something I'd read about. People were like, oh, yeah, it's like a fucking kind of a soft hard mode.
Yeah, that's weird.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. Huh. I also didn't fight any of the weapons.
Kind of like a, oh yeah, you think you're going to fucking steamroll this? Go fuck your face.
Yeah.
You have to fight one weapon. Emerald.
I fought the weapon. No, you have to fight.
Emerald's the one.
Weapon. Emerald's the one underwater.
Oh, you don't have to fight. Oh, that's right. You have to fight the one to get the one on land by the.
Yeah. I think that's either just weapon or that's Ultima weapon. I can't remember.
I think it's the,
Because
you get the Ultima weapon from the sword from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other three, I think it's Diamond, Ruby, and Emerald. Emerald is underwater. Ruby is in the sand. And I think Diamond is the one that flies around.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But I didn't fuck with any of those. I was like, fuck it. I was just kind of like, I just want to critical path this shit. Get to the end.
Gotcha. Well, that's
hear that that's beautiful, fun. Beautiful Sephiroth music.
So next, are you going to get the expansion for Breath of the Wild and replay that?
No, but I will someday. No, sure. I bought Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9 all at the same time, so I'm going to play through Final Fantasy 9 next.
Gotcha.
And then probably never 8.
No, because it's garbage. It's a hot garbage game for hot garbage people.
The HD remaster that they put out on Switch is so good looking, though.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
Still. It's stupid. What a dumb game.
Like it.
What a dumb game.
It's not as good as the other two, but there are things about it. There are ideas in it. It's not all executed well, but there are ideas in it that I really appreciate what they were trying for.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, the junction system is actually... Like, drawing magic sucks. Mm-hmm. But junctioning magic to be... Like, all your stats are based on what magic you have equipped to a stat...
Yeah.
...is a really interesting idea.
I guess. I mean, I suppose they tried different shit.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went and saw Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, Colin, that the Bad Boys movies might be the best action movies ever made.
I know you love them.
They're very good.
Yeah, they're fun.
This one was fucking hilarious.
You still haven't watched The Expendables, have you?
No.
You should do that.
I bet it's not as good as Bad Boys 2.
I mean, it's in the same vein, though.
Yeah, but...
But it's Sylvester Stallone, and you can't understand him, so it's even better.
But...
Yeah, it's fucking great. You don't have to. There's no storyline you have to pay attention to. You just watch it. It's
great. Liked one Sylvester Stallone movie ever.
Demolition Man.
It's the only good Sylvester Stallone movie.
I mean,
movie.
That's not true, but that's fine.
Name another good one. Wrong.
I was going to say Rambo First Blood's pretty awesome. That movie's fucking brutal.
Is it?
That's the only one, though, the First Blood. All the rest of them are fucking garbage.
All right. I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's just a lot of murder.
Well, yeah.
And that's it.
All right. I'm going to watch.
He doesn't have many lines. He's just a fucking killing machine.
All right. I'm going to watch.
Murdering a bunch of fucking small town cops and shit.
I'm going to watch First Blood. Yeah. And then military. Isn't it weird that he, like, that series started off as a guy with PTSD murdering American cops? Yeah. And then, like.
Well, because they did something fucked up.
And then the third one is him, like, killing fucking Saudi Arabians, trying to help the Mujahideen.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it is, like, dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters.
Again.
Who are now...
They,
what?
They've changed it.
Have they taken that out?
They dedicated it to somebody else, essentially.
Instead of the terrorists we're now actively fighting?
Yep.
Like I said, I mean, they're bad movies. Except for the first one's pretty cool.
That newest one that was just, hey, what if we did Taken, but with John Rambo? Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that.
I enjoy the Rocky movies.
I like one of them. Guess which one?
Number 5.
I like the one everybody else hates. It's got Tommy, machine gun.
I like number 4 because it's stupid as shit.
Is that the one with Ivan Drago?
Yeah. Awful. But I love it.
I should watch the third one because it has Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, my two childhood heroes, in it.
Third one's pretty good.
Yeah.
The first three are actually decent movies.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one goes fucking completely off the rails, stupid.
I fucking hate Rocky 1. It's
dull.
Yeah, nothing happens. And like...
Yeah, but the best part about that movie is the very end of it, he fucking loses.
It's like,
that's the best part.
It's like, what if we made a mumble rap into a movie?
It's like I was talking about that Das Boot movie.
Yes.
Where, like, the whole movie is about these Germans on a submarine, on a U-boat.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, you're kind of, like, almost endeared to the crew. And then they all just get fucking murdered at the end. It's great.
Yeah. All right.
So that's Rocky 1 for me. But it's no subtitle and not 19 hours long.
That's all my notes, Colin. What'd you do this week?
I watched a 2-hour-plus movie that I liked.
Okay. Wow.
The Fisher King.
Even though it was 2 hours?
Yeah.
You just hate it by default because it's too long, because quality is based on length?
It's not.
In Colin's universe?
Literally not. That's never what I said. I know you love to misconstrue everything.
I mean, we've been having this argument, and I've been right.
And you misunderstand it every time we have it.
That's because
you're wrong.
You do all your goddamn double talk. You do your double speak.
It's not double talk. Have you ever seen it? The Fisher King?
No.
1991 movie. Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams.
All right.
Jeff Bridges plays a shock jock radio host.
Is Jeff Bridges...
He's the Big Lebowski.
Okay. I can never remember which one's the Big Lebowski and which one's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. It's,
is that Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. He's a
I always get them confused.
Shock jock radio host in, like, New York City. And people call in his show, and he's just kind of a dick to them.
So he's...
Yeah.
He's
a radio host.
What's the guy's name?
Howard Stern.
He's Howard Stern.
Yeah, kind of. And one guy calls in and is like, I met this girl's guy, a regular caller. He's like, I met this girl, and he just kind of was like real happy about it and wanted some advice. And Jeff Bridges blew him off and was like, you're an idiot. Don't talk to her. She doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. And then later in the day, he saw a news story about a guy going into a bar and murdering 9 people with a shotgun, and it was that guy.
Oh, nice.
So he goes and spirals into depression, and he's like, I fucked up.
Why? I mean, it's not your fault. That dude was going to do that one way or the other.
I mean, yeah, that's not how most humans work, Trevor. No. I know you're completely detached from everybody else.
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, he ends up meeting Robin Williams, who's homeless, and turned out his wife was one of the victims of the murder.
Oh.
And Jeff Bridges just feels like he has to go on a crusade to help this guy.
Sure.
And however it is. And Robin, he's crazy. He was after his wife died, he was a mute and didn't talk for like a year.
Mm.
And he's on a quest to find the Holy Grail.
Like the Holy Grail?
That was a normal story for a second
there. Yes. Well, it's still, I mean, he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff Bridges is kind of like, it's not real. You can't do it. He's like, yeah, it is. It's right there in this castle, which is a house owned by some rich guy.
Okay.
And
so they're searching a castle for the Holy Grail.
No, they don't go. They're not into it because Jeff Bridges is like, well, that's silly.
Does a Frenchman pop out the top of the castle and threaten to taunt him a second time?
No. Then, so anyway, he realizes that Robin Williams has a crush on this kind of mousy-looking girl, and instead of finding the Holy Grail, decides to figure out how to
Holy Grail
introduce them to each other. It's a pretty good movie, though. It was, it was longer than that. More happened.
All right. What's it called?
The Fisher King.
The Fisher King.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's a Robin Williams movie, which are generally pretty decent, but it was directed by not Terry Jones.
Terry Gilliam?
Yeah, I think it was a Gilliam movie. Well, yeah, it was one of the Monty Python guys.
Well, that would explain it.
Directed it.
He does love the Holy Grail.
It's dark humor.
Yeah. All right. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it was good. And it was like 2 hours and 25 minutes, and I didn't want to kill myself.
Well,
I have a movie recommendation that's not that very long.
All right, but you got to come up here and talk into this microphone if you're going to do that.
So it's called Velocipastor, and what it's about, now hear me out, what it's about is there is a guy who is a pastor, and the movie starts with him walking out of the church and going, oh, my parents, hi, and he waves to them, and it's this old couple standing by a car. And then the car blows up and kills them both. So he goes to China, like you do.
Like you do?
Like you do. And it looks like a park in L.A., but it's fine. And he finds this thing. It looks like a weird, like, kid's toy dragon tooth thing. And it cuts his hand, and now he can turn into a velociraptor. It is only like an hour and some change long.
Oh my God.
It is one of.
Is it on something streaming?
It's, 1 second.
Oh my God. It sounds horrible. It sounds like the Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly the same vein. It's definitely, it's self-aware.
God, don't tell me it's a trauma movie. Cause then I won't be able to. Trauma is the Traumaville movies. What was that guy's name?
Toxic Avenger.
It's on Tubi for free. T-U-B-I.
Okay, Tubi.
Yeah, you don't have to sign up for anything.
I've heard of Tubi. Velocipastor.
Yes. First of all, doesn't it make you feel old when you say things like trauma and then somebody is like, I've never heard of trauma?
Fuck.
I don't pay attention to movie directors or weird.
Well, trauma is all the Toxic Avenger movies.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, the Toxic Avenger.
Lloyd Patterson, is that his name?
Class of Nukem High.
I know the Killer Tomatoes.
Killer Condom was trauma.
Oh my God.
Lloyd something. I can't remember his last name.
Like, there's B-rate movies, and then there's sci-fi movies.
And then there's trauma
movies.
And
then there's trauma movies.
Trauma movies are below all of those.
Yeah, they're like a dude in his backyard with a fucking whatever he has around, and he's like, I fell in some sludge. I'm a toxic guy. I got a mop. I'm going to mop up crime as a mutant.
Yep.
As a mutant.
It's super bad. Goddamn.
That sounds great.
B-rate movies. I cannot truck with trauma movies.
Trauma movies are fucking awful.
There's no production value, and I need at least a little bit of production value. Need to come up here.
The Velocipaster doesn't have production value, but it uses that. Like, when I mentioned that his parents just randomly die in that car explosion, it says VFX insert here, and then it clips back to him shouting and screaming, no, and then it clips back to the completely normal car, and it just says VFX inserted here.
Yep, they had a fucking budget of $35,000 in 2017.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That's nothing.
No.
God damn, it looks awful.
I mean, it's more than Clerks cost.
Oh, there's ninjas in it, apparently. A man of the claw.
Well, yeah, obviously.
A man of the claw instead of cloth.
Yes.
Fuck.
No, yeah. One of my favorite characters is his older pastor friend. The main character is great. I love him to death. He needs to be in more movies. He needs an Oscar.
I doubt that.
His older friend has a flashback when he was in the war, and it is one of the funniest sequences that I've ever seen. It was probably my favorite part of the movie.
Do they specify what war, or do they just say the war?
I don't remember. I don't think it was important. Maybe they didn't specify, but...
The war?
They were in...
Can we give her the questions?
What questions?
Questions?
What year was the Civil War? What year?
Oh shit!
No,
You don't want to play ask your wife, mother, or girlfriend.
I am bad at history. Specifically, history. I am terrible at. But
apparently, it's not an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
So I watched something else.
Okay. What else?
I watched the series premiere of Star Trek Picard.
How is that?
Well, different.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like most Star Trek series. It's, you know, the way most Star Trek shows were filmed. I'm not sure if it was a frame rate thing, but like the kind of muted colors in them. This does not have that. There's more, the style of filming is a little bit more like the movies.
Okay.
So
higher budget?
Yeah, definitely higher budget. Takes place. Picard's older. Apparently, he never got the syndrome. What was that shit called? I was trying to think of the name of it last night.
Oh,
we had an All Good Things.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but
something syndrome.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently didn't get that, and he lives on Chateau Picard.
Sure.
With two, I can't tell. One of them looks like he's a Romulan. The other one looks like. Vulcan, but they might both be Romulans, just like kind of watered down, like,
sure,
you know, thinned out.
Yeah.
Because one guy's got kind of a lumpy forehead and
right.
The girl doesn't, but yeah. They're both like very emotional, like they emote. So it's like, they can't be unlikely that they're Vulcan.
Okay.
And he's got this big pit bull named Number One.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, it starts out and there's a girl in an apartment with her boyfriend, and these dudes just fucking, she's talking about, she just got accepted to the Daystrom Institute.
Yeah.
He's all like, oh my God, that's super awesome. And then these dudes in like ninja clothes, I mean, not really ninja clothes, but all black and masks and helmets and shit.
Right.
Busted into her apartment, kill her boyfriend right away and go to black bagger.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she does a river. She does a river on them and fucking just murks all of them.
Sure.
Like
you do.
They're like, she's activating and just beats the fuck out of everybody.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, they're all dead. And so she starts having these flashbacks or memory flashes of Picard.
Yeah.
And she goes to find him and they start on an adventure, him trying to figure out, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I can tell you, because this happens in like the first 10 minutes.
It's fine.
He figures out, he's like, you're a replicant, or, so I guess one thing I should say is there's a part in the show where Picard's being interviewed by some lady. Apparently the Romulan Empire, Romulus, their star went supernova.
Yeah, that's... This takes place after the basically it's everything that happened at the beginning of the Kelvin first movie is canon.
Yeah.
So this is the future before Spock fucks everything up.
And Picard went on he basically tried to save a bunch of Romulans.
Yeah.
And people are like super salty about it still because Romulans are fucking assholes.
Right.
And Picard's like, yeah, but it's life.
Yeah.
Like we're not supposed to discriminate.
They did the same thing for the Klingons.
Right. Like this is our duty.
Right.
As humans.
Yeah.
Is to save life.
Yeah.
And then like years later, I guess a bunch of androids that were created at the Daystrom Institute based off the B4 robot.
Okay.
Because Data is dead.
Yeah.
B4 is in a drawer at the Daystrom Institute.
Got it.
And they've been trying to copy his neural network.
Do they establish whether or not B4 volunteered to be disassembled and used like that? Because that's shady as fuck.
Might be. But I think the part of it is that the androids they created revolted.
Yeah.
And ended up fucking setting Mars on fire and it's still burning.
Huh.
And everybody's like, fuck those things. Synthetics is what they call them. They don't call them androids.
Right.
Because like they look like humans. They got human flesh, but they're, based off Data's programming. And, so I thought that was kind of cool that they also kept Nemesis, all that timeline still there. Oh, yeah. I thought that was a little interesting.
Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, I guess I don't know. There's no reason for it to not be.
If they're going to acknowledge the timeline established by the Kelvin movies, by the fucking J.J. Abrams movies, why wouldn't they?
Right. Trying to think. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Daystrom Institute. Anyway, so Picard realizes that this chick is... synthetic and is like, there's something different about you and we might need to go find out, what it is.
Sure.
And he's having all these fucking dreams and all of a sudden remembers a painting on his wall and realizes that it's her face in the painting.
Hmm.
And he's like, Commander Data painted this 30 years ago.
Huh?
So it's his daughter.
Oh
yeah.
It's neat.
But it's not the one that was in the weird...
Well, no, because that one fucking just blew up. Imploded.
Yeah. Seems interesting. And there was some pretty good fan service. Picard went to Starfleet Command into like the... It was like an archive.
Yeah.
Of the NC-1701-D.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of shit, and there's the Picard Day banner hanging up.
Nice.
And then a couple other fucking random Easter eggs. Nice. I was like, okay, that's pretty fucking funny.
Captain Picard Day. I'm a role model.
It's so weird, though. He finally got old.
Yeah, he really did.
Like, he's been the same age for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh.
He stopped eating fucking straight raw stem cells and it caught up with him.
Yeah. Oh, well, also he's like in his 80s. So
well, there's that.
There's that. Eventually.
Yeah.
But I'd recommend it. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I don't really want to pay $6 a month for fucking CBS.
Sure.
Because I might just wait until it's all done and then watch it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else on there I have any desire to watch. I mean, I guess I could watch STD.
Let me know if that's good if you do watch it.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say it's good, but I also heard somebody who fucking refuses to watch Enterprise say it's good.
My dad loved it, but also my dad loves Star Trek.
Yeah.
My dad is
indiscriminate about it.
Yeah, he's kind of like me in Batman.
Yeah, gotcha. Everything about it's good.
Yeah,
nothing's bad.
He never liked Voyager though, so like he has.
Oh, so he's not dumb.
He's not retarded.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
Yeah,
I think it must be pretty good then.
Yeah,
I have. Oh yeah, and I'm almost finished. I started playing a video game. You know, I'm a big Shining Force fan.
Yes,
tactical RPGs. Mm. Started playing the Game Gear version.
Oh shit!
Which came out on the Nintendo DS store or whatever years ago. And I've had it for a long time, and I finally, I'd play it once in a while, and I just started playing it.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking on the last boss, which is, it's been a pretty fun game.
All right.
A little, just a little cheap, but, you know, whatever.
All right, let's burn through your story so we can get out of here and watch the Royal Rumble.
You know how I watch Malcolm in the Middle? I finished that up.
Uh-huh.
And I found an article from Vice, you know.
About how racist Malcolm in the Middle is?
No, no. Why Malcolm in the Middle is actually a socialist masterpiece.
Uh-oh.
It's not just about a white trash family.
Right.
And then it goes on to say, blah, blah, blah. This is just proof that we need socialism because there's poor people. I'm like, well, that's... I mean, like, they're poor not just because of fucking bad circumstances. They're poor because both parents are fucking kind of useless.
Yeah.
And they're fucking basically hanging to a wing and a prayer that their son is going to become rich.
Well, so
at the final episode of that show, Malcolm gets a job offer from like this big computer fucking Silicon Valley company making tons of money.
Kind of like a modern day Roseanne.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot like Roseanne, but there's somebody smart in the family. Not everybody's an idiot. And Malcolm's going to take the job and his mom's like, no, you can't do that. You're going to go to Harvard. You're going to fucking work your way through because he got all his grants and stuff taken away. You're going to go to Harvard. You're going to bust your ass. And then you're going to become president someday. That was the final episode. So he went to Harvard. And the end of it is like him walking around in a fucking janitor suit like what's his face? Matt Damon.
All right. When I'm done with Gotham, I'll watch it.
Yeah. It's pretty goddamn funny, dude.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who the writer for it was, but it's... I had another article from Vice.
Okay.
Because they just fucking create the best of everything.
I mean, Vice is the best content on the internet. Oh,
never mind. No, not Vice. I read that one last time. The Jillian Michaels fat shaming thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have another one. This is a little politics.
Okay.
Joe Biden calls game developers little creeps whose games teach you to kill people.
Okay.
I heard politics.
Are we going to have a third co-host?
I mean...
Every Sunday at like noon. Anyway, it's a Forbes article talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump being completely out of touch with reality because they're still on the whole let's blame video games for violence in the world.
Yeah.
Even though it's statistically proven that it's just not fucking true.
Right.
So he said that in 2019.
Yeah, but he also probably thinks it's like 1996 because he's clearly got dementia and his brain is literally leaking out of his earballs.
Yes, it's true. This is true. There's one last story.
All right.
Judge deals blow to woman charged for being topless at home.
Uh-oh.
So a lady was charged... in Utah breaking a lewdness law. Well, basically her and her husband were painting their garage.
Yeah.
And it was hot as fuck and she didn't want to get dust and paint all over her clothes. She's like, I'm going to get naked. And her stepkids came home and saw her.
Was she inside?
Yeah. But her stepkids saw her and reported her.
What?
Being naked inside of her house.
But that was exposed. She exposed the children. And then I guess apparently, where is it?
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because they were, they live in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's her husband's
kids. I hope they don't
live
in the house anymore because I would kick those fucking shit heels out.
I would too. Yeah. Apparently, police said Buchanan removed her shirt and bra in front of the children while under the influence of alcohol
another time.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, you know...
Fucking Utah.
Again, it's 2020. Like...
Are they not allowed to breastfeed inside their own house?
I'm sure they're fucking strict, keep it covered up or get shot in the head.
Yeah.
We'll shoot your baby in the head.
Why would anybody live in
Utah? We'd rather murder your child than see your boob.
That's fair. I mean...
it's just a boob. I don't.
The move is gonna harm the child more than shooting.
I don't get it. I just don't get it, Trevor. Why? Why do we care that much?
Like, what is it? Like 1920?
That and you look at other countries around the world, and they just don't give a shit.
No,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
It's the one
like
time...
we look at the things they do in, say, Japan, and we're like, oh, degenerate. And
I think
over
they
there...
do sell used teenage girls' panties vending machines.
Yeah, whatever. So it's culture.
Let's not. I mean, let's rein it back and not go for Japan.
Okay, fine.
It's the one thing I agree about, like, England and France on is, like, topless women should definitely be in shampoo commercials. That would make me buy shampoo.
Right, right.
I would start washing my hair if there were topless women on TV.
You wouldn't care.
It's not genitalia.
You wouldn't care because Japanese men don't have sex.
Well,
because that's a thing. I think maybe they're just so desensitized. Maybe what we're doing is righteous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We came around on it. I've got a political headline. I don't even want to commentate on this. I just want to read this headline because I love it.
Okay.
Bank calls cops on black man trying to cash check from a discrimination lawsuit. How do you think that's going to go for him? Huh?
Wow.
This dude got fired or something and sued his employee because they fired him because he was black, won a big settlement, went to the bank to deposit his check in an account at his bank that he'd been banking at for years. And they're like, no, we think this is a fraudulent check, and then called the police on him.
Holy shit.
Brilliant.
So that motherfucker's going to get double paid.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's apparently a mod for Skyrim, the greatest RPG of all time, to make it look like Breath of the Wild.
All right.
I might actually want to play it.
Yeah, that would be pretty.
Or we could just play Breath of the Wild.
Or you could just play Breath of the Wild.
I mean, I've done that.
A much better game.
I'm sure it is. I mean, I've played Breath of the Wild. I've not played Skyrim, so I can't speak to Skyrim.
I tried playing Skyrim.
I don't like Elder Scrolls games. They're not great. Like, they're pretty, and they're super expansive, and have lots of neat stuff, but they're not great.
Like, I can respect it from afar, but I don't think I'd ever play it. I tried to start Skyrim, like, 5 different times, so I've seen that opening scene 5 different times.
Yeah.
And it's, no.
The opening of Skyrim sucks. Once you get past all that shit and into the part where you just, like, roam around the game and do whatever the fuck you want, it's actually a lot of fun. Especially, like, some of the, like, the guild quests are a really good time.
Yeah.
But the thing about Skyrim is if you're playing it to finish that game, you're kind of doing it wrong. You should just wander around that
game. That's how
I
play those kinds of games. I can't finish them. I have one other thing.
All right, shoot. And then I'm going to read this email, and then we're going to go watch wrestling.
CNN Twitter.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is facing backlash Democrats after his campaign trumpeted an endorsement from the comedian Joe Rogan, a popular podcast talk show host with a history of making racist, homophobic, and transphobic comments.
Kill me.
And they wonder why fake news caught on so well. They just fucking continue to,
did you hear about the app?
No.
Did you hear about the DNC's new app to keep Marussia out of the primary voting?
No.
So that they can rig it again? So that Bernie Sanders won't win because they're panicking?
No.
Yes. It's great.
So I have a theory. did they really want Trump to win?
I think so. Well, look, how else are they going to be miserable?
There's no possible...
They thrive off being miserable, I think.
There's no possible way anybody who doesn't want Trump to win would push unelectable Elizabeth Warren fucking hard.
Creepy Joe Biden.
Did you hear? I heard audio. I don't remember what the fuck I was watching, but there was an audio. Oh, it was one of Shoe on Head's videos recently.
I just watched that this morning.
There's audio from like some 2018...
Dinner,
like Trump and some reporters, and they're talking about, you think Bernie Sanders is going to win? He's like, Bernie Sanders was the only one I was scared of. And they're like, just like casual, like hidden recording of it. And they're like, what about Joe Biden? And everybody's like, I hope he runs.
It's fucking true. We've been saying it since 2016.
They also said that if Hillary had chosen Bernie Sanders as a running mate, as VP, he said they would have been a lot harder to win.
Yeah. Absolutely it would have been.
Yeah. Like, instead of who?
Tim Kaine.
You guys actually remember that? Yeah. You remember because you just watched the video.
I watched the video. She said the name. I was like, oh my God.
I forgot that guy existed.
I have one last
God damn thing. It, Colin.
Sorry.
Do it.
This is like your sixth one last.
I have a how I have like kind of a boner for Tulsi Gabbard.
I mean,
she posted something the other day that really disappointed me.
Oh no!
She says, "Doomsday clock. It's time to wake up. As president and commander in chief, my foremost responsibility will be to protect the lives, safety, and freedom of the American people.
Okay,
and that means preventing a nuclear holocaust. It's not her fucking number one duty as president. The number one duty as commander in chief is." To protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's fucking above everything else.
Sure.
So,
I mean,
that annoyed me and I had to reply that to her.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, look, we've had presidents for like the last 20 fucking years who've been just pissing all over the Constitution.
Yeah.
Who constantly fucking forget that their one job is to fucking uphold the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Everything else is kind of up to the other branches of fucking government.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the president's job isn't to protect the people. That's the military's job. Sorry.
You got anything?
I mean, the Constitution needs, like, a massive revision.
All right, get off my fucking podcast.
It was
Jesus.
What?
Everything they said holds up.
It doesn't include cell phones. It doesn't include media nowadays. Yeah, it doesn't include a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, what?
So doesn't have people, to. People, like, have, like, different
That's why
laws.
We have the Supreme Court to interpret that
to interpret
stuff
how
us.
That shit applies to that. That's
Y'all
the whole
sound
point.
Like Bible thumpers.
Mm-mm. No.
This was written perfectly by a man who died by the age of 35.
It was written perfectly.
I mean, if you read it, it really
Bible
is
totally
pretty
written perfectly.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible's not.
The Bible was written piss poorly. There's not even any fucking. Come on.
There's like no continuity throughout.
Poisonings, murder. It's interesting,
like,
at least.
Like even the back half of that book, which is just the same story four times.
Yeah.
Each version of those is completely different. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Get it together.
Yep.
All right, Colin, I got an email from Ben.
Okay.
The Butcher of Bakersfield. He says, why doesn't Colin do a YouTube channel on restoring equipment?
Because I'm fucking. No, I tried making a video. I can't do production. I just can't.
So we got to team up to do this?
It's not. I don't really do it that much anymore because I fucking work all the time.
Yeah, you went and got a job you don't hate.
Right.
We set this on the table.
So I don't need an escape anymore. Although, let your dad know. I got the foam for them speakers, so those should be done.
Well, I'm
going to
buy them for him anyway.
Well,
so.
I know, but I'm just. Just, you know.
I don't know if he believes that I'm actually just going to bring those speakers over to him, and Cindy's going to be pissed.
Why?
Because he already doesn't understand that the volume can go down, too.
Fair.
This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast, facebook.com/loudneighbors. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. I'm going to go watch wrestling. Thanks for listening. I can't find the stop button.